All right, we're going to start the second half of the reading. Also, if any poets are interested in the reading for the grand finale that haven't read, please see Joan and we will discuss it. I will promise you we will try because it is pretty, we will try because it is getting filled up. And also, we are going to have T-shirts, which we do every year. So if you want a T-shirt, now I'm going to get the T-shirt. But you're going to have to pay for them. I'm not going out on the, I'm not going to dump a couple, you know, $300 or $400 on T-shirts because I can't afford it, but we will get them. Anyway, let's get ready to rock here. All right. Again, we're going to start out here with John Roboson.
Thank you very much. I'm still looking for the right button. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Two short poems. One rather typically political, one not. First is Road to Washington, written in January of 91. By five the buses stretch along the pike. The road is darker for their string of light. The barren fields and snowy hills are black. No sign of sun nor spring, no stars tonight. To Washington against a war again. We read or talk or snooze, the hours creep. Although the bus rolls swiftly through the night, my dreams endure the cold and winter deep. I want to see the dawn. I want to help the spring green spread across the hilly dark. Would daybreak come if we stayed home asleep? At least each turnpike mile we see a mark. Now for something completely different. Erda explains. Written in 05. Why all those Valkyries? It's my nature to bear children. So I gave birth to daughters, women warriors, to defend the old gods. I couldn't do that by myself, could I? I had to fuck someone. It might as well be the ruler of the immortals. Well, was he any good? Not bad, not bad. Was he just siring the Valkyries by me? Well, that's what he told Fricka. She chose to believe him. She was always worrying about other people's marriages. Brunhilde, the eldest of that brood, she was always uppity. She didn't listen to her father or me. A long time ago, I told her, men come and men go.
Thank you, Joe. Okay. The next poet is going to be Shirley Stevens. Come on here, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Do one more inch there.
I wrote this poem last week because the highlight of my days in school, I remember, was going to the school picnic. I don't know if any of you remember Westview Park. Most people know Kennywood. It always rained on school picnic day. When it rained, we ducked into the Penny Arcade, collected postcards of Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy, with Topper. I had to try the claw which hovered over the chute, but never captured the rhinestone watch I coveted. When the sun came out, we checked in with Mother at the picnic grove. After a chipped ham sandwich, we'd ride the ponies, sing, "Back in the Saddle Again." We crunched each other on the tilt-a-whirl, moved on to the bumper cars, where we crashed, sparks igniting on the ceiling. Later, we entered Laugh and Ride, hoping for a stolen kiss in the dark. Since they took three tickets, we had to choose between the dips and racing Whippet, twin coasters racing on a single track. Leaving our stomachs on the bank curve, we pressed the release bar at the end of the ride. After dark, we rode the Ferris wheel, hoped to stop at the very top, rock suspended in the Milky Way above the carousel. At Danceland on the hill, couples swirled the maple floor to Tommy Dorsey. My cousin lost his front tooth in a fight over a girl. I can't go back to Westview now, except to shop at the plaza where I once rode the swings. Kennywood's got them now. But I sometimes stop at Isley's for a Klondike and look at the framed photos of the dips.
Thanks, guys. All right. Nancy, Esther, James. There are poetry police.
Yes. Yes. The title of the poem is Groundhog Day, and it's in italics in my title because it's also the title of something else. Groundhog Day. Yes, you live it again and again, but never the same. Each sounding of the alarm sets off a new run of seconds, tick-ticking cause and effect. Intent on surviving the hours, you learn to leap over puddles you crashed through before and memorize friends' life stories, their favorite poems, private dreams, to trick them into doing what you will. But every nighttime dies at dawn, and only failure fills your grasping. A new strategy. Again and again, try to release yourself by violence. Refuse to wake another morning. Still, the clock reprises its tune. Nothing left to do but live. Try to make the same different. Seek out the best soul's face of those you've wronged. Gaze into those eyes until you understand why they are beautiful. Now wake up. On that same day begun again, place gifts in hands you rebuffed. Befriend to souls you despised. Learn to play new music. And the same sun rises on a morning never seen before. Thank you.
Thank you. Jared, you're the next guy. Come on up here, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to thank everyone for reading, too. Every time that I'm having a bad day or something, this is always a place that makes me smile. So that's nice. So I have one poem with a bunch of words. Imaginary others, outcompeted, counterforces needed. Need something different, more vivid. Hallucinate, prune the deep-seated. Two dragons and I, face to face to face. Two snakes on the chase to put the sands of I time in place. Egoless ego, let me go, embrace. Inner paths, outer space. Like there goes Jupiter, couldn't be stupider. Just learn how to loop it, durr. But vicious cycles of these Nazis from Rotsy robotically repeat, yes sir, no sir, because in some twisted way it makes the pussycats purr. Give me the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Keep your wise men. I've heard their futures about how things were, and I don't cur. I misquote what's magic and wrote what's tragic. Too active an anomaly to ever remain static. I've had it. Our society is fluff. Enough is enough. It's not the story of stuff, but how Homer forgot Odysseys and Iliads because he was drunk off of duff. As times get tough, stead ready and rough. Steadfast with Godspeed is how to jump off the bluff. Off the cuff. Coming into oceans of oceans, called counterparts of windless motions. Catch my drift. I sailed the rift. Float along. Is that the gift? Lay down a life for a life to uplift. Think shape and shift. Circle pegs into square holes. Martyrs, saviors, the wisest of fools. Put away those kids' toys. Think not outside nor in. There is no box, just spheres again. Time is money, the cost of clocks. Beat the tick-tocks to win. Ruptured noise, dropping pin. Sweet, sweet silence, do me in. Erase the violence of the honest and modest. I love them too much for us to fade back to stardust. Rainbows after rainstorms, do we need more than a promise? Turning living forests into habitats of sawdust. I sawdust, return to dust. For what's a must, I lust. A higher evolution of trust beyond convolutions of cycles addicted to boom and bust. Eat Earth's crust. Seriously, trip. Then come back to me with reflections and new perceptions of your tip or your nip. Cause the water of life, the fountain of youth, we were meant to sip. I jumped in head first, thought I needed a dip. The sea and its creatures rebuilt my ship, so I sail through eternity, and everywhere I spit gets the sacred mystery of the drops that drip. Straight off this dusty lip. To the dusty lip of Gaia's soul. The rock, the roll, the hot, the cold, the wise, the full, the twin, the dual. Separate, castrate, come together, celebrate. Everywhere we masturbate, I've seen women with more balls than men. They want to let their dicks swing. Seen males act like cunts, they want to be on the trick thing. Each pimps the other while I let my lips sing. Religious zealots murder their sisters and brothers to honor their fathers and mothers. True for both sides. And maybe Hicks' swing was wrong. It's more than just rides. It's lives. So I love how the eagle glides because it keeps me from chasing the moons and drowning in the tides. Waxing, waning, high or low, my orientation toward other is praying that I understand my guides, their glow. Is it I or times that fly and flow? I know, one hears my cries, so I got wise and bent the truth, for soon it will be where the youth lies.
Thanks, Derek. Listen, I'm going to close it up. Anybody else reading? I'll close it up. This is just so I get in practice for tomorrow night. That's why I read, really, just to stay in practice. Thank everybody for reading tonight. In life, you meet some real, as a policeman, you meet some people that are really screwed up. I mean, really, you go. And you just, you meet them, and you can have fun with it, too. I mean, it's really like a ball, actually, sometimes. But what I did was I called my friend up who was doing bike safety, a seat car safety yesterday. And he does it all the time, but I captured this moment. Hold on. Give me a go. All right. Officer Spagarelli was working as officer friendly, and he was going to meet with young parents at the police academy and make sure that their car seats were properly secured and even give a safety talk on toddler car seat safety. I couldn't resist tomfoolery and assholery I call spags. "Hello, is this Officer Spagarooey?" He said, "No, this is Officer Spagarelli." I said, "Good, Officer Spagarooey, I got a problem, and I'm a taxpayer." Officer Spagarelli said, "It's Spagarelli, and we all pay taxes." I said, "Not everybody pays taxes, like people in jail. I don't think my neighbor pays taxes, because how else could he afford a plastic swimming pool in his yard? And he drives a big pink Cadillac like the Godfather movie. I think he's the mafia, but I'll tell you about him later. I think they got my house bugged. But right now, I got a problem with my 12-year-old Stanley. He doesn't listen to me anymore when I know I'm right." Spag said, "What's the problem, sir?" I said, "Little Stanley is 12, and he says he doesn't have to ride in the car seat anymore. And he's just giving me a hard time. I told him it's the law, and he has to ride in the car seat until he's 16. Until then, I call the shots, and he has to listen. And then he can take his driver's test and make his own decisions. But until then, he's got to ride in the car seat. I told him it was the law, and we're law-abiding citizens and taxpayers. Am I right or am I right, Officer Spagarooey?" "It's Officer Spagarelli, and I'm sorry to say so, you're not right." "I'm sure that I'm right, sir, and my little Stanley just doesn't listen. And he's going to grow up to be a three-time loser if he doesn't start to listen. Just the other day, he thought he could just run across the street and not even look. He could have been hit by a steamroller." "In a couple of minutes, as soon as I pull him out from under the bed, you can talk to him. Hang on, Officer Spagarooey. But before I drag him out from under the bed, do you know when I can get a bigger car seat? This one's starting to pinch his little bottom, but I'm afraid it might stunt his growth. He's already almost 5 feet tall, and he's growing like a weed, and as wide as his mama in the rear end. But I don't want to forget why I called. It's because he's giving me such a hard time. What's right is right, sir, and I want to tell little Stanley I'm right. He refuses to listen anymore, and I don't want a three-time loser living under my roof. Sir, listen to me. You're not right, and Stanley is too big for a car seat. What's your name, sir?" "My name is Stanley Wojciechowski, spelled just like it sounds. W-O-J-C-I-E-C-H-O-W-S-K-I, and I pay taxes. And I don't care if you send me a traffic ticket. I'm not paying, even if I lose my license. See, Stanley, I'm going to get a ticket and lose my license, and it will be all your fault. I plan to call the mayor's office on you, Mr. Spagarooey, if you don't want to help me, because I know it's the law. That's just tough titty. And make sure you spell my name right when you write the ticket. Goodbye." I did call Spags and do that to him. And what's nice about this, you honestly, I swear to you, meet people like that. And it's fun when they call you, or even when they show up. They would show up in the office, and inevitably, you know, they'd find me. I don't know why. They'd say, send them to me. So what I would do is, there's this guy, his name's Commander Friedman. He teaches, I think, at Carnegie Mellon right now, one of the colleges around here. When he was a commander, I used to give him Commander Freeman's number and his address and say he's the guy that handles all these kind of complaints. kind of like what I do with Joan with the poetry. Listen, guys, I had a lot of fun tonight, and I will see everyone. And happy birthday girl. See you later. See you all next week. Let's have some fun. See you tomorrow if you show up. If you show up tomorrow, you get a... some free wine and cheese, too. It's part of the hook, you know? Okay, bye-bye.